Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Harrison being back on the show. John is he's a certified financial planner and a minister. He's got letters on both sides of his name. He's a certified financial planner, as I said. He's also the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. No stranger to alliteration there, right? And he's our good friend John Harrison. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, let's talk about what it's going to be like after the election for investing. Do you see there being, are we going to need to make a change? Are we going to need to make adjustments? Are there any obvious things that that you can almost guarantee that we're going to have to do right now?
Well, I think I'm going to make the big assumption here that the Democratic candidate wins the election, as the current polling indicates.
Right.
I think there are some short-term things we can count on, but the good news is the major things that impact your financial life won't change at all as a result of the election.
Hmm.
The things that will change, I think we can expect higher taxes across the board.
More regulations.
More regulations.
A lot more regulations.
Directly impact business owners because they spend enough time on compliance. But
payroll will go up.
She's
committed to a higher minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. So income taxes, I think Social Security taxes will rise. Higher minimum wages will increase payroll taxes. Regulations across all industries, across all boards.
So Obama on steroids, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, when the two most powerful people in Washington, D.C. become Liz Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It's going to impact the cost of doing business, and it's going to impact the percentage of every dollar that you make that you get to keep. Over the short term, I think those kinds of changes increase the odds of recession happening during her term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in a worst-case scenario...
We're teetering. We've been teetering now for years.
Yeah, because
when you
the
have,
business...
We've had, let's remind people, in first quarter 2014... and the first quarter 2015, the economy went negative. We were one negative quarter away from a recession already.
Exactly. And, you know, just on the business cycle, we're kind of due, but you can push it forward or away from that. And I think that the weight on the economy of the higher taxes and regulation will push it harder
but
toward that.
But we've never had, not since 1970, not since the Carter days,
mm-hmm.
have we had a recession that... With a recovery that was pitiful that rolled right into another recession without an expansion in the middle.
In the Carter days, they coined the phrase stagflation.
That's right. That's right.
And I think that you can make an argument for that again now.
Which stagflation, by the way, folks, is where interest rates are high and inflation is high. And both of those are pretty ugly. All right, so what about equities?
It's interesting. Short term, they're always uncertain. Long term, I think they're still the only game in town.
Not the only game. I'm gonna disagree with you, John.
for the average saver,
don't forget real estate.
Yeah, but if you look at long term results, asset classes. The ones that have returned the greatest after taxes and inflation has traditionally been equities,
but not without a lot of volatility, and if it's volatile down when you need to cash out, real estate is not as volatile as equities.
I'm
always going to make a case for real estate, John. I've said many times on my show, I've admitted that I'm a horrible saver, but I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
You know, it's very interesting because your volatility comment is exactly correct. I always position volatility as the price of being in equities.
Yeah.
When person needs stability, equities is not where you find it. But just in terms of longest average annual results, you can't escape equities. So I think long-term that will continue to be true. I think short-term they'll be more volatile in the immediately upcoming future than they have been. Worst-case scenario is if the administration incoming proves to be as corrupt as some fear it might be, if there's something like an impeachment, those sort of things tend to devastate.
Folks, you know, the good thing about equities is they're low maintenance. Real estate, if it's your real estate, you own the real estate, there is maintenance involved, and I don't just mean a physical maintenance. You got business maintenance, but I gotta take issue. I'm not saying equities are not good. I'm just saying small business owners know the power of locally owned real estate. Quick break, 22, more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.